week. If you remember the gospel, it was the story about the hired hands who were hired at different moments of the day, with the last ones receiving exactly what everybody else did who had worked longer. And the gut reaction is, that's not fair. The people who work longer should get more pay. And this week, we have people complaining in the first reading to God, saying God's ways are not fair. And to give a little background on this, these are people who felt that they were the chosen people, and that as chosen people, nothing bad should happen to them, and whatever bad happened seemed unfair. Where's your love, God? We had a deal, and you're treating us shabbily. St. Teresa, when she was thrown from her horse on the way to one of her missions, complained to God and said, God, why would you do this to me? Let this happen. And God, she heard God saying, Teresa, I treat all my friends this way. And Teresa said, well, then it's no wonder that you have so few. So this sense of being cheated, unfair, and God throws it right back at the people in that first reading, says, are not your ways unfair? And if we're honest, and we let that question be directed to us, we have to say, sometimes we're not fair. And what's even more worrisome is that God wants us to be more than just fair. God wants us to put on the mind of Christ. So, here's a little mental exercise. Close your eyes, if you would. Some of you, I noticed, had your eyes closed already as soon as I started talking. And remember a time when you were cheated, when somebody got credit for something you did, when you weren't paid the adequate amount, when somebody cut in front of you in traffic or in line. Just call that to mind, and the feeling in your gut that you had of unfairness. And when I snap my fingers, you will be in my complete control. It's a gut feeling. We react to being treated unfairly with anger, with frustration, and rightly so. But sometimes we are unfair with one another. When you have a piece of pie and you're supposed to cut it, share it with another person, the method is one person cuts the pie and the other one chooses, right? We've got to figure out a way to be fair with one another. If you think about it, if I think about it, I can be very unfair with people. But we are asked to put on the mind of Christ, who calls us not only to be fair, but to have the same attitudes as Christ. And notice what happens in that second reading. Christ doesn't just do the minimum. He lets go of his equality with God. He doesn't grasp it at being divine. But he accepts becoming human. Downward nobility. Downward mobility. That's very counterintuitive too. But Michelle and the rest of us are saying we want to follow Christ, to become humble, to become human, to at least treat one another fairly, but even more than that, to treat one another as Christ would want us to treat. Put on the mind of Christ. And the parables seek to wrench us from where we are into the mind of Christ. When we react to a parable of Jesus, we are asked to think a new thought, change our minds, in the words of that gospel. Change your mind. be obedient. We're not always fair. So there's something called hazing. And it's usually a rigorous and humiliating way of being welcomed into a group or into a athletic team. And it's been in the news lately, and it's not fair. Illinois House Bill 40, which extends benefits of abortion to state employees and to the poor at any time during the 9 months, no matter what the reason, and now we're paying for that. We're being asked to pay for that. That's not fair, especially to the little babies who are aborted. Whole different realm. The University of Louisville was in the news recently for a bribing scandal, bribing to get the best players, needy players, good players. My parents were bribed to have me go into the seminary. I could have come to Northwestern, but no. I could have been a student athlete. I think my parents knew what they were doing when they sent me to seminary. But bribing, it's not fair. Them that has gets, the ones with the money, buys the best team. The Dreamer decision, it may be legal in some ways, but it's not fair. It's not human. It's not compassionate. There are some people who can buy a shower system that warms to your personal preference and waits till you wake up in the morning and you can just go right into the shower. And then there's people who don't have any water. That's not fair. We have purple pride because to get into Northwestern is a great thing. But once we're here, we might look down at others. We might look down at others within our group, athletes, Greeks, people of different religions, gay, straight, conservatives, liberals, the nerds, the artists, the musicians, the theater people, racial divides and tensions. Who's the pariah whom we treat unfairly, the outcast? It's not fair to treat people that way, and we sometimes do it. But we realize that we belong to a church that believes that God is merciful, not just fair. Remember your mercies, O Lord, we sang together. We sing it with trust that that's exactly what waits for us. And the saints are examples of that, of people who go beyond fairness to mercy, to love. And Michelle wants to buy into that. And her doing that helps us all remember that that's what we buy into too. At least be fair, but don't stop there. We go farther. Brothers and sisters, said Paul in the letter to the Philippians, this is how far we go. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, united in heart, the same love, thinking one thing. Change your mind. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for one's own interests, but also for those of others. That's more than fair. We stand for our interest.